David Lindsay Abaire would seem to have a case of multiple creative personalities. The Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright wrote the book and lyrics to Shrek the Musical and worked on the screenplay to The Great and Powerful Oz. He's now represented by a hugely different theatrical work at the Walnut Street Theater, a play titled Good People about hardscrabble life and class struggle in South Boston, or Southie. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stern spoke with the playwright in his Brooklyn home and discovered that Good People is the real him.
Why'd I lose my car? Because I missed a payment. Why did I miss a payment? Because I had to pay a dentist instead. Why did I have to pay a dentist? No, I have done this 100 times in my head, Mikey. I think you should hear it,
Though David Lindsay Abaire sounds nothing like this culturally specific denizen of South Boston, as portrayed by Frances McDormand in the original production of Good People, he knows that only luck separates him from her.
I'd be the store manager up at the dollar store because there were kids that were just as smart as I was, that were just as hopeful as I was.
He has to ask himself, why did he get the prep school scholarship that led to Sarah Lawrence College and later Juilliard? And if his memories don't remind him of his past, social media will.
It's very odd to get Facebook friend requests from people that were mean to you in your childhood. Like, do you remember that you like beat me up in the back of the boys' club and now you're trying to friend me?
Luckily for Lindsay Abaire, his plays reflect his powers of empathy more than his personal experience. No, he's never had the amnesia seen in the comedy Fuddy Mears. Rabbit Hole, a play about parents surviving the death of their children, came more from book research. And while writing it, he kept it secret from his wife, Christine, until one day...
She said, what are these books doing in my home? What are you doing? And I had to confess. And, you know, it weirded her out. But it's inevitable that no matter what you write, you're going to write what you know.
And in the end, David Lindsay Abaire writes what he fears.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.